So what rights do the ITF have to kind of inspect the Villa d'Este after you receive the concerning email from the crew member aboard the ship?
Well, we have the right to look at all seafarers coming into Australia, and it's underpinned by the International Security Code that says while ports can put a security network over their ports, that's fine, we're supportive of that, they still have to maintain access for labour and welfare organisations to come through their ports and to go on to the ship.
Right, and so why hasn't the BHP allowed the Federation to access the ship, you know, regardless of these safety precautions in place?
Well, it's really a question for BHP, and we're not getting any answers from them. We have been on that port historically a number of times before. We've uncovered some problems with flags of convenience vessels. That's our main focus. But on this occasion, it's a bit of a political backdrop for BHP, and they're under attack from our affiliated maritime unions for dumping Australian seafarers off their ships and replacing them with cheaper and very, very cheap alternative international seafarers. And so they've made the extension that our global union federation should be challenged as well, and they're just keeping us off all of those ships.
Right, and so like you just mentioned, it isn't the first time BHP have kind of held an air of secrecy regarding their operations. What are the other cases in their history of this?
Oh, well, BHP used to be a very proud Australian company. I think we all remember the BHP, the big Australian. And now they're the big multinational, and they tell big lies, and they're keeping us out of off ships. But they had two Australian bulk ships working on the Australian coast and every now and then doing an international run. They had Australian seafarers on both of those ships. They waited till it got to China, one in China and one in Hong Kong, and they emailed the ship and they sacked everybody on board that ship, and now they're in the process of replacing those with cheap Filipino crews. Those crews got sent back home. Those ships and their cargoes will continue to run around the Australian coast, but not with Australian workers on them.
Right, right. And what has the response been like from the Department of Home Affairs regarding this case?
Well, we've appealed to the Department of Home Affairs because we know the maritime security legislation and regulations very well. Inside of those regulations and the legislation, it says that the rights of access must be maintained in their security plan. So they have to have procedures spelt out for labour and welfare organisations to come through their terminals, in fact, all terminals, if they're to have a proper security plan. So they may very well have one, they're just not telling us what it is, and they're not talking to us. So it's just a ridiculous yes minister sort of a situation where they're telling the department they've got these procedures, but they're not telling us what they are. So the fact that they just refuse to talk to us. On the odd occasion they do send us an email, they just said they don't recognise our rights to come through and we're not coming onto their terminals. Mm. They do, however, offer alternatives and that we can pay for a helicopter to fly over their terminal and land on the deck of the ship and then visit the ship and the seafarers that way. That is just ridiculous, inflammatory, and, you know, I don't think anybody's going to take that seriously.
Mm, making it as difficult as possible. And so what is the Federation calling on the Morrison government to do about this?
Well, we're calling on them to take these very seriously. If this company, but it doesn't matter if it's a big company like BHP or a small company, if they haven't fulfilled their security plan, then they have to have their status taken off them, and ships can't trade in and out of those ports. I mean, it's that simple. If they haven't fulfilled, for us, some of the most important parts of the legislation, then they're in contravention of that legislation and action should be taken. Now, we don't expect SLOMO to do anything immediate and work in our favour. We are looking at the department to exercise what their responsibilities are and to execute their responsibilities in the maritime security sector. For a big company like BHP to look to manipulate our national security legislation in order to fight an industrial battle, or to what's perceived to them to be an industrial battle, is outrageous. And for BHP to have ships carrying their cargoes over to international markets that are under deplorable, what's the reported deplorable conditions, that's unacceptable to Australians as well.
Right. Well, Dean, thank you so much for your time today on the show. Hopefully this can get cleared up and, you know, those workers can find some justice, because that's just, they're in a very vulnerable state there on that ship.
Well, they are, and the ship's not due to berth for another 4 days. There has been food sent out over the weekend, so that's something, and we'll talk to them when they come ashore.
Mm. Well, Dean, it's great work you're doing. Thank you so much for your time on the show today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.